This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kirk Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome to this week's show of RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. We've got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Reds Land on this New Year's Day of 2007.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Actually, it's not just any old podcast that we're talking about today. It is the Red Hot Broadcast.
Name change.
And we've got a name change, the brand new name for the podcast this year, the Red Hot Broadcast, which was a name given to it by George Grant.
That's right.
When he was recording an intro, I didn't give him a script or anything, so the poor guy was coming up with stuff completely off the cuff. I think he did great, all things considered. Especially since he has no idea who I am and no concept of the show at all. I'm just grabbing him and like, hey man, can you record an intro? Say whatever you want. And he happened to call it the Red Hot Broadcast, which I think is hilarious because then I can say it's recorded by a Red Hot Broad. And me.
Hey!
We could call it the Red Hot Crack Technical Staff Cast. Doesn't really roll off the tongue the same way, does it?
Red Hot Crack.
Yeah. That would get me an entirely new kind of search hits.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
let's not do that then.
So, we got a brand new intro to go with our brand new name change.
Yes.
We got a brand new year.
I'll probably be fiddling with that stuff whenever I have time in the future. It's kind of fun. A little addictive.
That's what she said.
That doesn't make any sense. You gotta pick your places with that joke. I mean...
Well, the way that you had mispronounced it the first time, I think, made it appropriate. Anyway, so here it is, January 1st. It's 2007. It's the Christmas season is over, and we're looking ahead to baseball. So, what's been going on? We haven't recorded a podcast in 2 weeks. It feels like forever.
That's right. Pitchers and catchers reporting date for the Reds has come out,
right? That's right. Yep. January. February 17, which is...
thinking.
Yeah. February 17, which is just around the corner. It's just 6 weeks away. I'm really looking forward to that. But, you know, there's really nothing that comes out of pitchers and catchers reporting.
Well, I don't know. This is the Reds. How many catchers do you think will be...
All of
it's
them.
Such an easy joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's true. Well, and you'll recall last year when pitchers and catchers reported, Javier Valentin was late because his wife was pregnant, and he kicked around a few more extra days until they induced labor, and then he came. So not and they didn't have David Ross at that point yet either.
That's
so
right.
So it was just pretty much LaRue holding down the fort until
they
Javi
didn't
could
have
get there.
Krivsky yet till like almost the end of spring training.
That's right.
It was. I still think it was an odd decision, an odd timing, I guess.
To bring in a general manager or to bring in Ross?
To bring in the general manager.
Well, they had to have one, though. What
yeah,
are you going to do?
Know.
Not have a general manager?
Yeah.
Sometimes it does seem like it'd be preferable, but just sometimes.
It's just unfortunate timing all around last year.
That's true, and it came out, not completely horrible.
No, it's all right. Better than before, I guess.
Yeah, sure. So, but in any event, it's going to be a completely different culture this time around. They're going to have, LaRue's gone. It's going to be Ross leading up the catching staff.
That's right.
And Javi's going to be there. And Chad Mohler, which ought to be exciting for everyone. And then, whoever else they have show up. And Sardina still on the team?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know who their minor league catchers are at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither. And pitchers, pretty much the same as what we saw before. They've not done much on the pitcher front.
Just relievers. They brought in Stanton and brought back Weathers.
Yeah, well, Weathers isn't a change of pace. I mean, I'm contrasting it to the change of culture in the catchers. The pitchers are pretty much the same as what we saw before, but there's still 6 weeks to go. Maybe Krivsky will surprise us and give us something that will really change the face of the pitching staff. We could use that, you know. As well as the Reds did last season, the pitching staff was still pretty much a weak point.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. It was last year.
So in any event, yeah, that starts on February 17. Position players show up just a few days later on February 21st. And then the action gets going.
Woo!
I can hardly wait. So exciting. What else is going on?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one with the site.
You're right. What was I thinking? Let's see. Some non like personnel items. The Reds extended their contract with the Louisville Bats through to 2010. Wow. I guess the Columbus team was interested in getting that affiliation, and it didn't happen for them. So, oh well.
Oh well, for Columbus.
Yeah, really. I'd love to see Indianapolis in on that action because.
Yeah, I think.
Because it kind of, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. There's a lot to like about the Indians, but you go and you're like, they're a Pirates affiliate. It's just not, you know, we go down there and you're like, wow, man, Craig Wilson again. Of course, not anymore. He's not a Pirate anymore.
Now, who are they going to have?
I don't know. Who are they going to?
Who should be on the major league? Well, yeah, I guess seriously. He was recovering from injury then.
Well, but. Constantly they had exiled him to Indianapolis. Yeah. I think. Poor guy. But in any event, they'll have to find someone new to do that too this time around. But in any event, it's not going to happen anytime soon because the Bats are on board with the Reds and through 2010.
Yeah, and at other minor league affiliate type news, they extended their lease with Sarasota.
That's right.
For like 30 years.
Holy
some
crap!
Ridiculous amount of time. So, I guess we should look into a more permanent hotel or a condo for our March sojourns.
Yeah. Well, I guess, then we can have a little bit of security in doing so. We're not going to be some of those retirees who move down and then they're to be near our team and then
their team moves. Apparently not.
That's good, because that would be pretty... That would be pretty disconcerting. It'd be kind of depressing. You know, you base your entire retirement years around baseball games, and then your team goes and moves. That would pretty much suck.
I would hope, though, that real estate market down there is a tiny bit better than it is, you know, where we live.
So they could actually up and move with their team.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
It would be nice.
One of these days we'll sell our house. You'll see.
I have a dream of selling a house. We'll see.
I think that it can happen. It can happen. Anyway, what else is going on? Red Hot Mama hit the 100,000 mark.
100,000
in unique hits.
How long did that take?
Well, let's see. April 4th is the blog day, so less than 2 years. But
over
more than a year and
a half.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
I don't think the next 100,000 will take another
year and a half.
Unless
there's some inertia growing with the growing.
I'd like to think so. I think I can do it like later this week.
Okay.
200,000 later this week.
Get linked by. I don't know who drives that much traffic.
Yeah, I can't even think of someone.
Not in sports, really. Maybe.
No, probably not. I don't even think like porn could do it. I mean, there's no One Central porn that could do it, though. I mean, if it's linked on every porn site, obviously, that would be fine. I think maybe Google could do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe if I were to get on, like, Gawker.
Okay, so I'll look into hacking Google.
Thank you. That would mean so much to me. I appreciate it. Anyway, back to the Reds. there has been some stuff going on with the actual team. They went and signed Jeff Conine. Yay!
Didn't they trade for him?
Yeah, that's right. They traded for him. They didn't sign him. They traded for him. They traded Brad Key and Javon Moran.
I've heard of Moran, but...
No, you're thinking of the Cardinals sign, Get a Brain Morans.
Maybe
I don't think you've actually heard of him. I don't know from what I've read. I don't really know much about minor leaguers, but from what I've read, it doesn't sound like this was a huge loss. But then Conine isn't exactly the kind of gain you would expect either. Like so many of Krivsky's moves, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, he's 40 years old.
It does make sense in that, you know, they needed a right-hander.
Yes,
well,
I will at least give him that.
What he was going after makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Guy to platoon with Hatterberg.
Sure.
But like if you look at Conine's splits against righties and lefties, when he'll be playing, he's not actually that much better.
Yeah.
It's not like he has that much of an advantage over Hatterberg or any of the other various people who were available.
There are other people available, I think, is
Craig Wilson.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Craig Wilson, as we just were earlier today. Has he even signed yet? I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it.
Weird.
What the heck? It's kind of like a...
He killed somebody's dog. That's all I can figure.
Maybe. Bad karma.
I don't know.
He looks like Thor.
Only when he grows his hair.
He doesn't actually look so much like Thor. Like, I don't think he looks so much like the god Thor. He looks like the character from Adventures in Babysitting that the little girl thought was Thor. That's in my mind, you know. That's how it all comes together. What else? Griffey broke his hand.
That would be the biggest Reds news.
Yes.
Of the last month of the off season.
And it's very mysterious because he won't tell anyone how he did it. It was an accident.
Since he won't tell anyone, you know, it has to mean something, that he was doing something stupid or embarrassing.
Stupid, embarrassing, or potentially illegal.
I hadn't thought of potentially illegal. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think I have any reason to believe that he smacks around his wife or children, but, I mean, he isn't telling
us... Where's my sandwich?
He isn't telling us anything otherwise, so you do have to wonder. I mean, or, you know, was on a trip, on a bad trip, and started going crazy and jumped out a window.
Jumped out a window, yeah.
Hurt his hand doing that. Or, you know... He could be doing something really, really stupid and embarrassing. Yeah. He could have punched a wall. Could have been doing cartwheels or...
That seems really dangerous with as frail and fragile as his body is.
Oh, yes. I know. Remember last year, last season before... Remember last year before the season when there was the World Baseball Classic going on? Which, by the way, where the hell is that? Are they not doing it this year?
I don't know if that's a... I don't think that's an annual thing.
What is it, like an as-needed thing? I mean, how do they decide when to do it? Is it every 4 years, like the Olympics kind
of? I think that'd be way too long in between. I think if it's not every year,
what,
every 2 years might be. I don't know.
I think what a pain in the ass it was last year. I can see why they wouldn't want to do it every year, but I was under the impression it was going to be an annual kind of thing, but whatever. In any event, so he went and played in that, and we were all concerned he was going to get hurt, and he was fine. But then, you know, this year he's just like screwing around at home, and who the hell knows, he's changing his oil or something and breaks his hand.
So how many games will he miss from this? Will he start the season on the DL, or will he be back?
They say that they don't expect it to be. Well, I don't know if anyone said how bad they expect it to be, but he's in a cast, right? He's in a cast for at least three weeks, and then they'll evaluate it at that point. So I think it's going to be June before we see him.
Did you ever see if anything, like, was it, where, what kind of a break on the hand was it?
No, they didn't give any details at all. Very, very scant details.
Breaking a hand, that can be anything, like, from something really minor to maybe a finger or something, to, like, all the way down to the wrist. You break something in your wrist, you could be...
Well, I assume since they broke his hand, I mean, since they said his hand, I doubt he broke a finger.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you'd be in a cast for a finger. Are you in a cast for a finger?
Probably
they put
not.
Something like something on your finger, and then they got something. I don't even know. And then I would think a wrist too. They would say that he'd broken his wrist if he'd done
maybe,
that. But if it's
low
down
kind
there,
of vague, you know.
Yeah, hand's a complicated machine too. You know, you don't screw around with that. Maybe they could do one of those hand transplants.
Ooh.
Maybe they could give him a bionic hand
to go with his bionic leg.
That's right.
Ooh, ooh. Maybe since they don't have Clausen anymore, they can.
Oh, that's right, the bionic arm. And it was the right, yeah. That was the left arm. This was the left hand.
There we go.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
There we go. That's about all that's going on. That's kind of sad, but that's all we have to talk about on this January 1st of 2007. What's going on outside of the Reds, but still within the world of baseball or perhaps other sports?
Oh, just a couple things. First... Remember when the Red Sox bid that ungodly huge amount of money to just talk to the one Japanese pitcher?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Well, they actually ended up signing him for reals at the end of December.
So did he get money in addition to that unholy amount of money?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't remember the total. I think it's like, in addition to that, it's like close to $100 million total.
Was it like 50 cents?
50 cent.
50 cent.
It's like $100 million total, so...
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to work out well.
That's like... That's like the Barry Zito deal, $126
million. Yeah. At least he's actually pitched in the majors.
Yeah, seriously. Well, the thing about his deal was, I don't think it was so much the $126 million. It was the 7 years.
It's not even the yearly amount he gets. It's like, yeah, he's pitched well enough. That's right around with, especially how contracts are going this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems about right. But the 7 years.
I think I've got a 5-year-old son, and we're talking about... him, Zito, being under contract for longer than my son has been alive.
Yeah.
Our son will be What, 12?
12.
12 when that contract expires.
Right.
And then if he exercises the option, if he gets the option, he'll be 13. 13 years old!
There's no way he's getting that option. It's like 600 innings in his last 3 years or 200 in his final year to make it automatic.
Think about this.
Not even happening.
Zito's under contract for longer than the Bats are under contract with the Reds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That puts it in perspective.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying. We were talking about the Red Sox.
Daisuke Matsuzaka. Uh-huh. Here's the guy. Apparently, his wife is quite a controversial figure in Japan.
Okay.
She's been criticized by the media for marrying a man who was so much younger than her. And called a gold digger and stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, she was doing it right then.
Yeah, obviously. She
she knew how to pick him.
Picked the right horse.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. The age difference between the two is 5 years.
Oh, my.
Is that,
really?
Does that seem like much to you?
No.
She's 31. Not in particular. He's 26. She started dating him when he was 19.
16.
Which is still...
Yeah. I mean, he's still an adult.
19 and what? She would have been 24?
Yeah, that doesn't seem...
Does that seem completely normal? Maybe a little...
I mean... Yeah, but normal. I mean, definitely within the realm of unremarkable.
Apparently know little about Japanese culture.
Yeah.
Also...
That's probably exactly what it is. They must have a cultural thing.
I guess.
Because I don't think that... I mean, there are some cultures where a man who's older, like, by, like, 20, 30 years wouldn't be considered strange at all. So that's probably what it is. If it were the other way, no one would say anything.
Well, until they got married, she was, like, a sports reporter, sideline reporter. Mm-hmm. And once they got married, she quit. To, I guess, go home and raise babies and all that.
Sure. Plenty of women have done exactly that thing.
But during her time as a sideline reporter, she was nicknamed Rockets. Hmm. Care to guess why?
Fancy earrings?
Yeah. For the size of her breasts. Classy, huh?
Nice. Yeah. Nickname Rockets.
Yeah.
Well, someday we all need something to aspire to.
Yeah. And I got one other thing. It's not actually related to baseball.
What?
No, it's not.
There's things
other
than baseball.
But it's a mascot story.
Oh, well then, if it's that. Then
and actually, this right here, this story makes me think of a real good reason why Ken Griffey Jr. shouldn't play right or left field for the Reds.
Okay.
Because this could happen to him.
He could become a mascot?
No, what this mascot did.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the former quarterback for the New Orleans Saints is suing the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
Because the mascot for the Titans ran into the quarterback with a golf cart during a halftime show.
What the heck? On purpose?
No. The mascot, his name is T-Rack. He was driving in the golf cart and throwing items into the stands to fans.
Uh-huh.
So he must not have seen the quarterback when
he was
standing in front of him.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Visibility is that great in those things.
Yeah. The quarterback suffered a deep bruise in his right knee.
Well, maybe he should watch where the hell he's going.
Now he's...
Hey, beware of mascot dummy.
They need a sign. It'll be real furry. Mascot.
Beware of Gapper. That should be over every entrance to Great American Ballpark. Beware of Gapper.
And well, you know, they do that at the Reds games. Like, Gapper or Mr. Red will come out on the warning track with the go-kart thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, if Griffey's out there warming up, he's a target. He could suffer deep bruises to his right knee and miss half a year.
Well, heck, it wouldn't be no bruises. He'd shatter something. Mm. You know how that goes down.
Word.
So I think this was a great first show of the new year, and I'm really looking forward to a lot of podcasts with you this year, my dear. And hopefully there'll be some more news the next time we do it, because I feel like we're kind of stretching here.
It's all right.
Night.
Oh, you know... We could end the show with the best Christmas song ever. I know it's past, but...
The best Christmas song ever? What, Burl Ives?
No, Oh Holy Night by some guy.
Oh! Ooh. Well, that is really funny. And, you know, probably everyone could use a good laugh.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the holiday season is over. Some people get kind of bummed out about this time. But so, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll end the show with the best Christmas song ever. And, to give you a laugh, even though it's after the Christmas season, and then we'll get to work trying to come up with some good material for our next program, and hopefully that'll be next week. So in the meantime, hang in there. And go Reds!
Oh, holy night. Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels call.
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or send an email to rhm@red-hot-mama.com.
What's the date today? Wait a minute. I know this one.